Isn't it funny how,
like, the signs are literally right in front of you, and yet we worry if things don't go our way or things happen and we didn't expect that to happen and things don't really go as planned, you know? And we're just like, oh my God, how do we react to this? And our first instinct is to kind of like worry, because we've been conditioned to worry because we have to have things our way. But if we just kind of let go and notice all of the signs and really trust that the universe is, you know, showing you that all of this is happening for you and not to you, you'd be able to have more peace and more trust within all of your experiences. And, you know, if you just ground yourself more, you'd be able to make better decisions. You'd be more intuitive. If you create practices that cultivate mindfulness and awareness, you increase your superpower, your psychic ability, because we can feel. And that's our special superpower, our emotions. And we can feel, literally. Our body speaks to us in so many different ways. You know, sometimes we feel our hearts and our bellies, and we just know. And just pay attention to those signs, because you ask for those signs, and when you ask for those signs, it's going to be right in front of you, and you're going to experience a crazy experience that's going to be like, it's going to be the end of the world, but it's really not. And I almost felt like that, and it's all about perception, really. So I have a vlog out called A Mom's Rant, and one of the latest vlogs I put out was me talking about how I got my son into a public school without any vaccination. So my son doesn't have any vaccinations, and it just never set right in my spirit. And I'm the type of person, you know, to, if you've been following my journey, you know I like to read every single ingredient. I've been plant-based, alkaline for like over a year now, and I just feel good, you know, and I've never felt this good and clear-minded before in so long, where I'm actually able to handle myself, my emotions, and listen to my own intuitive feelings, and just really, really believing in myself more, having more confidence. And I feel like all of that stems from my practices with, you know, working out, exercising, doing yoga, meditation, and reading. And all of this is really allowing me to have an open mind. So yes, my son doesn't have any vaccines. So the story that I wanted to share with you was, it's so crazy. Today, I was actually in my friend's house, and he works for like ABC News or CNN. I think he works for CNN. And he mentioned how yesterday there was a bill that was just passed in New York City. I live in New York City. That they will no longer be accepting religious exemption letters because of this whole measles outbreak. And New York is one of the 5 states now that will not accept religious exemption letters. And it's crazy. I feel like our rights are being taken away from us. And I don't even really know exactly like what a bill is or a constitution, but I know in our constitution, the constitution protects our right. And that's why we were able to do these religious exemption letters. And now there's this bill that's being passing that it can't. Like, what does that even mean? Does that overpower the constitution? Like, is that even the same thing? Well, I'll find out eventually, maybe by like tomorrow, because right now it's 11:16 p.m. I swear I picked up my phone and it was 11:11, and before that it was 10:10, and then I remember seeing 7:07, 6:06, 4:04, like all day today. I've been seeing a lot of like synchronicities in numbers, and it makes me feel safe. So so this bill has just been passed yesterday, and Devin got into a charter school this year, and he starts school in August, the end of August, and now this bill has been passed, and I can either freak out and not trust the universe, and when you don't trust, you start to become stressed, you know, fear and stress is the same thing. You know, stress comes from fear. When you're afraid of something and you're worried, you know, you send stress signals to your body, and you don't want to do that. You want to feel good. So you want to learn how to train your body into trusting the reason behind all of these things happening. So I also talked about, doing certain things that can ground you to allow you to feel a peace of mind. And, you know, it was taking a deep breath. So I feel like I need to take a deep breath right now because I just found this information out today. And as soon as my friend told me, I opened up my phone, less than probably like 30 minutes later to see two messages from my friend sending me this thing that ABC News covered saying that, you know, this bill has been passed and all that stuff. And I'm just like, oh my gosh, ... Like, whew, I need to take a deep breath and just relax and just trust the universe and remember that all of this is happening for me. It allows me to go harder to protect my son. Really, how can I protect my son? So I have a gratitude journal and I write down all the things that I'm grateful for. I write down that I'm grateful for, you know, my body, my health, my family, my friends, my job, my practices. And I also write down things that I don't have yet that I'm grateful for, such as, you know, my future houses and where it's located, the kind of car I have. And also one of the things that I wrote down in my journal was I was grateful to be able to travel the world and be a motivator, influencer, and really healing and touching people's lives while having someone to homeschool Devin so Devin can travel with me. And, you know, this is, I don't really want to have Devin in the school system forever. I want him to experience the world differently. And I don't feel like nothing is impossible. You know, we're limitless beings. We're made out of stars and we're just energy experiencing this experience, and we can choose how we want to experience our experiences. It really is all about perception. So I got to take a deep breath right now because I got to let this emotion flow through me. Emotion, it's energy in motion. So if you want to take a deep breath with me, sit up nice and tall, shoulders are relaxed, forehead is relaxed. Take a deep inhale and a deep exhale out through your mouth. And taking deep breaths will naturally relax your nervous system. So if you're feeling any emotion that you feel is no good for your health, then just take a deep breath. Taking 60 breaths will, you know, definitely alter your state, and that is a scientific fact. But taking one deep breath even will just naturally relax your nervous system. So just try to relax into the moment and don't be so worried about the future, the past. So that's what I'm doing right now. I'm not even worrying about this. Now I'm just having more visions and like ideas that I need to accomplish. I want to make a difference in the world. And I'm doing it through so many different things. I'm taking a really big risk right now. Like I literally work. This is the biggest risk I've ever taken, by the way. I only work once a week. And now I just teach yoga on the side to make money, and I just sell stuff. You know, I don't sell drugs, so don't assume that. But yeah, so now it's just this is really what I'm doing to get money. And this podcast too helps a little bit. With every listen I get a few cents, not even, maybe like half a cent. But you know, I'm working towards it. And yeah, I believe in myself and I believe in the people who are around me. I have a whole different view in life, and I just never thought I'd be this person before. So the signs are right in front of you. We're all modern day witches. I always say that, but that's because we are, like, we're such powerful beings. Like, we just have to tap into our power and realize the potential that we have to create the life that we really want. So if you're listening to this, I really appreciate you. Thank you so much for listening. Please share this podcast with whoever you think it can touch. And, you know, if whoever you think needs to hear this right now, I really, really appreciate you for listening. If you haven't checked out my vlogs on YouTube, please check it out. It's called A Mom's Rant, and it has everything to do with like me questioning the ingredients on food and vaccines and, you know, how to make milk in less than 5 minutes, and videos of me and my son. So I'm just being open, and I want to just inspire the world to be just, you know, the greatest version of themselves. I'm working on myself too, and, you know, we're working together.
That's why this podcast is called The Butterfly Excavation. We transform and dig deep to figure out how we can change and how to really achieve our goals. And it really is by grounding yourself and really watching what you're consuming mentally and physically and spirituality. Just be careful with who you surround yourself with and what, you know, you intake, what you take in. So yeah, thank you so much for listening. My name is Kalyan, and this is the Butterfly Excavation.